reputable distributor in China is ensuring that actually when they team up with a wine company in Australia, they are looking for people who can present traceability to make sure that the product is authentic. So traceability can come from very simply, the moment you pick the fruit to actually get to the winery, if it's got to travel a few kilometres or even, say, half an hour, whatever it is, they want to ensure that actually that truck that picks up the fruit and takes it to the winery is the same truck that actually arrives there. So even from that level, they're checking all the way through. Then once it gets to the winery, it wants to ensure that that fruit that came from that truck, from that vineyard, is processed under your species and bottled and done everything by you. So everything is done and there's no point of any along the way that anybody can change the wine so that the wine that's in that bottle is as you say it is. And that's critical for the Chinese because, you know, they want to follow every single track of it. Chinese are quite suspect nowadays, you know, when people sell them products and they're paying good money for it, they want to know that that is, the traceability is correct. And so we comply with that, and it's a very, very good thing for Australians to follow that because, you know, this ensures that Australian wine, if it's sold in China, will have the credentials of authenticity. And it does get rid of the bottom feeders who are selling wine at too cheap a price to the Chinese market or anybody around the world, frankly, whether it be Australians or Europeans. The Chinese are very, very onto it.
And would you say that, that yes, that you do have your buyers overseas being aware that authenticity is an issue and making sure that they can go through those checks and balances to know that they've got the genuine product?
Yes, absolutely. Look at the Australian government, you know, with the board that actually checks products before it goes through to China. Anything we export goes through export checking. And then when we make sure it's all fine, all those boxes are ticked, then when you send the product over to China in whatever, whether it's one container two or whatever it is, the Chinese government also check as well. So if you say that that is Chardonnay, it's got to be Chardonnay. And they will do those checks and they will work out, you know, the pricing. You just have to be very, very honest about what you're doing, because if it's not, it will be rejected. And I've got to say, there's been some talk about some European countries, and I'm not particularly sure which ones it is, but who have sent wine to China and they've rejected it. So some of that's actually going back to the original country because the Chinese won't accept it because it's not authentic. It's not traceable. It's not the rigid age product they said it was.